Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack and Scott here, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. When we talk about the success of the economy, Scott, it is usually measured in terms of jobs because that's what affects most people, and those jobs are created by entrepreneurs or by businesses that are established. And in many cases, small business growth is really where most of the job growth seems to be coming. And we have talked with Bob Fish, founder and CEO of Bigby Coffee. We're going to be talking with Linda Hunt from Sweetylicious Bakery Cafe up in DeWitt. And if you've not had a chance to go up there, you really will enjoy it very, very soon. And she has all the prizes to prove it. And we're going to be speaking in just a moment with Matthew Brown, the founder of the Healthcare Solutions Agency, and he is a major sponsor of the Lansing Cowboys. And we're also going to be talking a little bit later with Jeff Kimmerly of the Lansing State Journal. High school football getting going this week, and Friday night, the first games for just about all schools opening in August. And in the Upper Peninsula, they can go ahead and actually have already started in some cases. But for the Lower Peninsula, a lot of teams will be playing on a Thursday night next week because of Labor Day weekend. So they move that up and allow people to get out of town as well. We're also trying to catch up with Brian Calley. And Brian is going to be the Attorney General. He's going to be the Lieutenant Governor candidate for Rick Snyder, and that announcement was made today. And very happy to welcome in our next guest, and that is Matthew Brown. And Matthew is the founder of Healthcare Solutions Agency. How you doing, Matthew? Everything good?
Everything's great, Jack.
Well, I want to talk to you a little bit about your company, and then I also want to ask you a football question, because I actually met you last night over with the Lansing Cowboys. I had been watching these football practices for a couple of weeks, and I said, man, I've got to stop here. And as I pulled over, I ran into a number of your employees,
right,
who told me your involvement with this team. But I want to talk to you about Healthcare Solutions as an entrepreneur and the success that you have had with this agency. Tell us how it started, what your original idea was.
Well, original idea was design. I come from a family that's been in small business for quite some time. My mom was a small business person, as well as my dad. And I wanted to create a solution that would actually benefit small business people, because healthcare was very difficult to find at an affordable cost.
Thus the name Healthcare Solutions.
Very good. So so that was started, and 16 years later, here we are, and we're providing excellent service for many corporations throughout the mid-Michigan, and all the way, actually, you go all the way up as far as Midland and as low as far as the border to Ohio.
All right. What does Healthcare Solutions do that other companies cannot, and what was the need you saw that no one else did?
Yeah, well, one of the things we pride ourselves on, one is service, but we also have the ability to actually go in and customize plans instead of giving you a canned program. So it's very easy to take something off the shelf and serve it up. We'd like to refer to ourselves as the chefs of the insurance industry.
So you customize what a company may need, or an individual who may have had a problem. What about those with pre-existing conditions?
That's the wonderful thing about Michigan, and unique than other states, is most of the carriers that we do business with are guarantee issue carriers, which don't require you to disclose any medical conditions which prohibit you from getting health insurance.
Would this be a little bit like an independent agent in terms of life insurance, being able to pick and choose from a menu to customize what you need for the best policy, least expensive policy?
Absolutely. Although healthcare is a little bit more complex than life insurance, has a whole lot more moving parts there that you want to make sure you have protection and coverage for, but that's absolutely the way it works.
All right. In terms of comprehensive healthcare, national healthcare, the debate, which is continuing long after the bill was passed, your take on that?
Yeah. Well, you know, everything sounds good at first. And I think as we see the pieces of legislation come out of committee, we're starting to understand that a lot of those choices that we were told we'd be able to keep aren't necessarily true. So it'll be interesting to see how it comes out. I think we're going to see a lot of revisions before it's fully implemented in 2014. But we're excited about the change. We think it brings new opportunities for us to continue to create customized plans for employers in the marketplace.
All right. You started solo, and now you have how many agents?
I have 13 agents currently, and I have about another 20 in support staff. So we have about 32.
All right. And if someone is interested in what you're talking about here in healthcare solutions or what it might mean, how would they contact you?
Well, very easy. You can go to our website. Our web address is www.healthcaresolutionsagency.com, or they can call us toll-free, 1-866-571-7996. I don't call myself very much on a toll-free, but if you look us up on the web, they'll have
you
the correct.
You can just go to healthcaresolutionsagency.com. You'll find all the information you need. I have to ask you very quickly about the Lansing Cowboys and your involvement with that.
Yeah.
And that is the best equipped, sharpest looking set of practice uniforms I've ever seen.
Well, good. Thank you, Jack. You know, we take a tremendous amount of pride in what we're able to do there. But more importantly than football, we take very seriously the mentorship that we provide for these young men and women who come out and play football. And I think that is really making an investment in the children of the future, which are our future leaders, is very important for us to do because sometimes they're left behind, cut out of budgets. And so I wanted to make sure I did my part.
Well, you have certainly given back to the tune of many thousands of dollars in that program, and I think that's all part of giving back in a community, and it shows what successful entrepreneurs can do. Matthew, thanks so much, and we'll see you over at Kendon Park.
Okay, thanks, Jack.
All right. We'll be right back. Kyle Malin, editor of MERS Newsletter and columnist of City Pulse, will be with us. We'll also talk with Linda Hunt, Sweetie Licious Bakery Cafe, coming up on Ebling & You.